The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of the Doug Steffen powerful performance. Giving myself credit for this. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer is on assignment, which means she has to talk to other people beside you and me, which leaves, I know, isn't that awful? Terrible. What an outrage. Speaking of outrage, let's start with good things. People say, oh, they're so outrageous, those bad stories in the news. So let's consider these three things as good news. All right, you can react or not. The idea is to get discussion going, to be provocative, to present a thought or two or three or four, and have you say, yeah, he's right. Or no, that boob, he's wrong. 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Do you agree that it is good news the Secret Service Chief Julia Pearson has quit as a bumbler and a fumbler? She made a mess of the agency in the year or so that she's been there. How she got hired? What did you say, Kenny? She was in the police force in Tampa?
Originally in Orlando, but she's been part of the Secret Service for 30 years.
Oh, she had. What part of the Secret? What's she been doing at the Secret
Service? She's been working her way up. She was assistant to the last director who made a mess of things.
Right, so that's good. That was good training.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who's the next person that's going to mess things up? Or maybe I should be more positive. Who's going to take over? And didn't I see something about someone who was a real pro? Looked a little like Clint Eastwood, but I'm not sure it was.
Joseph Clancy.
What's his story?
I don't know a whole lot about him, but he looks like a no-nonsense. He looks like the kind of guy who could clean this up.
At least as long as he's not like that phony over at the TSA, Pastorone or whatever his name is, Pastore. Ugh, man, what a $3 bill that guy is. All right, so good news, Julia Pearson is quitting. Good news, shouldn't quit. Somebody said, hey, at the end of the day, let's see a piece of paper with your signature on it that says you're leaving. That's how they do that. That's what they do. In this case, probably the second guy, the chief of staff has a personnel director. Personnel director calls over to the Secret Service, talks to the Secret Service assistant, says, make sure we have resignation papers on our desk by the end of business today. That's what they do. That's it. End of story. Okay, next item that is good, considering what might have happened. The city of Dallas says all three members of that ambulance crew that were exposed to Ebola because he came from an area in Liberia where he got it, in essence, they were all tested, and they tested negative for the Ebola virus. All right? There's another fumble and bumble. The nurse who originally saw this fellow, gave him antibiotics, didn't, even though he told her that he'd been in Liberia and other areas of Western Africa, that didn't ring a bell, ding, 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 so she let him go, and the next 2 days got sicker and sicker, got brought in an ambulance, and thus the sigh of relief for the three members of that ambulance crew that were exposed, but they tested negative. Meanwhile, Texas health officials are saying today that the Ebola patient is now in serious condition. I would say that was an understatement, given that he was in serious condition when he came in on Sunday. Can they turn it around? Well, that's something that becomes, you know, as crude and rude and unbelievable as this is. Do you know that they're running book in Las Vegas on whether this guy makes it or not? They run book on things like this.
On almost everything.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether the guy makes it. 50-1. Whatever the odds are.
Wow.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, let's see. What else do we have that is good news? The story from Minneapolis today that many of you may or may not hear, I consider this to be good news. I pick one person out. His name is Abzirak Behi. Mr. Behi, or Bihi, B-I-H-I, every night after work, he strolls through his neighborhood where other people from his country of Somalia are playing soccer. He tells jokes, he urges them to clean up their trash, and plays basketball or whatever to have some fun. But what he's really doing is scanning the playgrounds for something pretty sinister. There are people who are representing interests that are not ours, who are in these neighborhoods recruiting children to join a jihad when they get older. They work on them for a couple of years and then they send them overseas. Is that sick? What I thought about this was, here's a fellow who's a member, a parent, personally responsible, or at least he feels like he's responsible for 5 or 6, 7 days a week. If he doesn't show up, somehow the word gets out and the bad guys show up again. So this guy on his own, Kenny, is on a mission to stamp out terror recruiting in Minneapolis, wow, which is home to the largest Somali population in our country. And as you may know, by understanding the names and where they've come from, those involved in ISIS, there are six at least, six, who have come from Minneapolis, the largest Somali population in our country. So this guy says that he thinks and he feels it's necessary because he's tired of having the world think that everybody who is of his race and religion is a jihadist. He feels strongly this anti-jihad work is something that he can devote his life to. He's serious about it. He goes after single-handedly some of these smaller street gangs that have been developing there, some of the militant groups that prey on the vulnerable children. They strike up relationships with small children that are preteens, 12, 13, 14 years of age, that group. They even wait outside of mosques and hospitals where it's known that a lot of these people are working. He sees unfamiliar men, I'm reading an interview with him now, with quote-unquote hostile eyes approaching teenagers in parks. The children describe how the men talk about the Quran, but they never talk about jihad, at least not at first. And then they scold the young children for wearing shorts or associating with the infidels. In fact, this fellow, Mr. Behi, B-I-H-I, says that it's about scaring the hell out of these children, telling them they are bad, but if they listen to them, the jihadists, they can become good. But whenever they see him coming, they run away. Because they are, as we know, really cowards. This is the sign, this whole movement, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's the ISIS group, whether it's the new splinter group, all of these people, whether you realize it or not how they actually operate, they're older people who convince young, vulnerable spirits and souls to do their dirty work. Notice that all of those 19 who were piloting or in the planes that went down September 11th, there wasn't one of them that was beyond his 30s. Although they were four or five of them, very articulate, very well educated. But they, according to what we learned about them, had all been indoctrinated when they were very young. And by the way, that goes for most everything, doesn't it? When you think about what influences you, think about it for a second. Who are you? What have you become? Why are you the way you are? Isn't it because, as a youngster, you were influenced? I know it certainly is what influenced me, both as far as the radio is concerned and both and on the farm. I grew up around men and women whose life was devoted to these animals that I now have on my dairy farm. They influenced me, obviously, a lot more than my father or my mother did. Same can be said for people that I listened to on the radio when I was a kid. I'm still friends. I touch myself. Even though I've accomplished, I guess, some pretty good things with this radio program over the years of being on the air, I made friends with people who were my heroes when I was listening to them on the radio in Boston. And it's just kind of, when you think back about how they influenced me, what would have happened if I'd have been around somebody who influenced me negatively? And you can say that for you. Who? This is the exercise, okay? And Kenny, I'd ask you, who was it that influenced you as a youngster growing up more than anybody else? Why are you, in the main, the person that you are today? Think about that.
My father.
Your father did. Good. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's appropriate. That's cool.
Had a very strong work ethic.
Yeah.
And was always doing something to make sure that he could take care of us.
Yeah.
And that's something that I definitely learned.
Right. And you do that with your wife and your children. I know that.
To the best of my ability, I
yeah.
do.
Okay. So that's it. That's all we can ask for, is for you to do the work to the best of your ability. Now, these people who are inspiring people to become terrorists and hostiles, they're doing a good job, too, obviously. Let's see. There were 22 young Minnesotans who traveled to Somalia in the last year to take up arms with Al-Shabaab, one of the Al-Qaeda groups. So they're doing a pretty good job, aren't they?
Yeah.
God bless this guy, Mr. Abrizak, B-I-H-I. Thank you, sir. 20, let's make it 18 after the hour.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we've got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was
the
hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one.
Forget
right?
the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and Ben Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. At least I do.
Well, luckily you can do that tonight on NBC.
Monitoring the events of the day, this is the Good Day Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
As the 50-year veteran of radio that I am, it was on this date in 49 years. Sorry about that. It was 1965. It's next year we get to do 50. The very first thing I did when I went on the air on October the 2nd, 1965, was introduce this song. First thing I ever did when I opened the microphone and people were actually listening to me. It happened, this song was number one in our country. It had beat out from the week before Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. And then after it was number one for a week, Yesterday by the Beatles became number one. But for 1 week, during the first week of October 1965, this song was number one across the nation. The McCoys. Crank it up, Michael. Silly song. Yellow Label on Bang Records. The bang was a cloud in red. I think I remember that. That's the first thing that I said when I went on the air. 17 years old I was.
Stupid when I see you walking down the street.
And I had begun to lose Kenny my New England accent, by the way, because I've been working on it for a year at Heidelberg. So that's that story. A little family tradition, I suppose, radio family-wise. Now, speaking of traditions, one of the things we do here on the Good Day program every day at this time is go back to last night's monologues on the late-night shows and pick bits and pieces out. So perhaps you will, after you've heard these things, garner a smile, starting with Conan O'Brien.
More problems for the Secret Service. Yes, they've been having a lot of problems lately. Yeah. They're having trouble doing their job correctly.
Yes.
Apparently. Yeah, well, now it's come out, this is not a joke, that the Secret Service let an armed ex-convict ride on the same elevator as President Obama. Yes, unbelievable. No word yet on which NFL player it was. They both silently rode the elevator up.
Nice lot, yeah, nice football, yeah.
No, there are a lot of problems with the Secret Service. Today, Secret Service Director Julia Pearson submitted her resignation. Well, actually, she jumped the White House fence, ran across the lawn, dove through a window, and handed it to the president.
Some big news out of Washington today. After all the recent security breaches at the White House, Julia Julia Pearson, the director of the Secret Service, resigned today. She says that she's going to miss being in the White House, but knowing the Secret Service, she should be able to come back anytime she wants. The door is always open. Literally. The door is always open.
Don't you love autumn? It's just a beautiful time of year. And down in Washington, speaking of the White House, the nuts, the squirrels rounding up the nuts on the lawn, which is more than the Secret Service is doing. But this, the director of the Secret Service resigned because it's serious. You can't have people hopping the fence. And there was one over the weekend, hopped the fence, got into the White House, made it all the way into Tail Leone's office. The White House.
New secrets.
Today, they have what they call the intruder entrance. Man, what a mess. Secret Service, I mentioned this, Julia Pearson has resigned. She hopped the fence and thanked President Obama.
I played it every one of them.
Ago,
Seth
President
Myers, here's one of Secret Service directors.
It was bound to happen. Today, the director of the Secret Service, Julia Pearson, resigned. She resigned. She's being replaced by the White House's new state-of-the-art security system, a scarecrow. Which can't do a worse job, which is great. Julia Pearson resigned, but she remained in good spirits on her way out, and even, which I thought was nice, she even politely held the door for some weird guy that was coming in. That was great.
Boy, they've given it to them, and they deserve every bit of skewering that they're getting. Ellen had some funny things. It's 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Katrina VandenHeuvel and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, what are your thoughts about the fact that the U.S. Senate voted 54-45 to constitutionally overturn Citizens United?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning!
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing!
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. The Senate did have a majority of 54 senators voting to overturn Citizens United. Do you think money is speech? But democracy shouldn't be for sale.
Well, money does equal speech. We wouldn't be able to air this program without money. And the idea that we are going to amend the First Amendment of the Constitution is just astonishing. And I give the ACLU credit for being highly consistent on this and excoriating this measure for what it is, which is a deformation of the Constitution and the basic ideas of freedom and liberty and free speech in this country.
It doesn't have to do with the Bill of Rights. And I don't think one needs to ban money. What one needs to do is find a level playing field so that the metastasizing big money that is corroding and rigging our system and depriving ordinary people of a voice in our political system, that be changed. New York City, where we're sitting, has a small donor system, a public financing model that has allowed people who couldn't otherwise run to play a role in our system, in our democracy. Perhaps this is the most vibrant political grassroots movement in the country right now.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Katrina VandenHeuvel and Rich Lowry.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on the line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy and I'm a rocket thrower. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA.
Let's see if we can find some more good news. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Roth today and tomorrow on assignment. Sure, I like that. That's very official. So the news from China today, you can follow from today's show at DougSteffen.com. There's a picture that reminds me of how I felt when I was on top of the Empire State Building, Kenny. I didn't want to look down. Don't look down, everybody else. Don't look down. On second thought, maybe visitors to this new bridge in China should look down. The bridge stretches 1,000 feet, about the length of 3 football fields, across a canyon with transparent plexiglass. So,
no, thank you.
You're walking over the bridge. I don't know who came up with this idea. It's actually kind of clever for tourism purposes, if you don't mind being that high up. You're 600 feet above the floor of the valley. Spectacular view, though. You can kind of almost see, although it looks like the picture was taken on a foggy morning. Why they did that, I don't know. Apparently, the bridge is designed to sway in the wind.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you're looking down 600 feet, and you're swaying in the breeze. Very nice.
No, thank you.
First person to cross it said, quote, "I was fine at first, but by the time I was a third of the way across, I started to get weak in the knees." I had to go back when the bridge started to move needed a lot of coaxing from my friend. Oh. I thought I was going to melt on the spot. Isn't it amazing how things like your legs don't work? You just get frozen. Imagine, move it one step further. Imagine you're at the circus and you're a tight rope walker. And the rope breaks, which has happened. Not a lot. That's actually why they started using wire. They don't really use ropes anymore, because the ropes have on occasion broken. Now, if there's a net underneath you, swell. If there isn't, not so good for you. So, anyway, I just thought, seeing that picture, you would like to know what the latest news is from China that hasn't got anything to do with Alibaba. And so there you go. There's that news from China. Jennifer, off today. Let's move to some more good news, though. This is good. In my earlier on, I was saying the Secret Service chief stepping down is good news. The fact that the people that were involved in bringing the Ebola victim to the Dallas emergency room, they're okay. Here's something. Speaking of China, the question has come up, why are umbrellas showing up here in America? We know the story about what's going on in Hong Kong, the pro-democracy protesters in action over there. Well, it seems that those folks have a lot of friends in America. You may have seen, and if you haven't, you may see in your morning newspaper today or some video, umbrellas are popping up all over the place because students here in this country are showing their support for the protesters in Hong Kong. And the folks in Hong Kong started by using umbrellas that were protecting them against the police using the pepper spray. So the police are trying to disperse these big groups protesting in Hong Kong. They spray the pepper spray. People just put their umbrellas down so the pepper spray doesn't get through to them. So I thought that was good. I think I'd love to see more protests. I really, really like protesting because it brings, whether it's legitimate or it isn't, it's a fundamental way of having discussions about issues that are important. My whole life has been built around, in terms of being on the radio and talking about things, at least the issues, are because I protest basically most everything that's going on, because most everything is bad or wrong. I don't mean to bring it to you, and I don't think I do. I think most of the time we make light of it, but it still gets down to the brass tacks of the facts that things are not running as they ought to. And I use as an example the nurse who sent this fellow from the Dallas emergency room home, and why didn't she go further up the chain? There was nobody to go to. It was a weekend. There were no supervisors, nothing. They cut the hospital staff. They're bought up by these big corporations. They cut the staff down to the bone. So she didn't have anybody to go to. She used her own judgment, which was completely wrong. Didn't reference any of the notes that have been sent around to hospitals and doctor's offices all over the country that say, be on the lookout for, dot, dot, dot. So anyway, that's one piece. All right, here's another good news item, Kenny. The capture of Hector Beltran Layava. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Sure.
I think maybe there's an extra vowel in there. At any rate, the important thing is, we don't care about what his name. He's one of the chief bad guys in Mexico. The capture of Mr. Laibaya, the latest in a string of high-profile drug arrests by Mexican authorities. The problem, I mean, that's good in and of itself because you get rid of one of the bad guys. It's kind of like shooting up Al-Qaeda or ISIS or these other groups. You can kill the present leaders, but that doesn't mean there isn't somebody right behind them. It's kind of like an election. You get rid of the bad guys, but there are plenty of bad guys underneath them who are happy to run for the same office. This is sort of a different way of electing people in Mexico, or not so much in Mexico, but when you get into some of the countries, although they're cleaning it up a lot, some of the Central American countries, not too clean, and they, like the old Colombians, they used to bump off anybody that was who the drug cartels didn't want, just bump them off. Okay, this guy's elected president today. Here I am. I'm going to clean up the drugs. Bam, 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 boom. Gone next day. Next guy. I'm going to clean up the drugs. Bam, bam, boom, bam, bam. You're gone. Next day, another guy comes along. Here I'm going to clean up the drugs. Bam, 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 boom. So it's taken him a long time. How do you like the dramatics there, Kenny? Pretty good, huh?
That was very nice. Yeah.
Like that, yeah. Sound effects. Michael, if you were really creative, you'd have a real gun there for when I do my
real gun.
Well, it's some kind of a, not a mean real gun. I mean, a sound effect that came from a gun. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boom! It doesn't sound quite as authentic as blam, blam, blam.
I think you're doing fine.
Really?
Yeah, why tamper with perfection?
Yeah, right, right, with success. Not messing around with that. There we go. Yeah, that's fine. Anything else? So, the thing I'd like to see happen, now that this guy has been captured, how about the officials of Mexico let go that captain who's there has PTSD and he just made a mistake? Why don't you just let him go? What are they trying to prove by holding on to him? Come on, you guys. Let him go. That'd be good news. Here's another item of good news today. Big story from Australia. They have a private Ebola fund that I believe was organized or started by a group of radio stations. Don't hold me to this, but I think in Melbourne and Sydney, you know, over there they have companies. As a matter of fact, one of the big companies here owns radio stations over in Australia. So they put together a way to have a fundraiser. And as of today, the donations are up to $16 million. Right? $16 million dollars to be used to help people in Africa. This is not governmental connect. No, it's all private. Funding all private sources, all good. I wonder if we have anything. I don't really know that there's anything going on in this country that equals that. Anybody know of any radio station or any television station anywhere that's trying to raise money to help the people in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Nigeria? I don't think there is.
I think it would be kind of tough, though, when you see that the government allocated however many millions of dollars. It would be kind of tough to say we're going to throw in the few thousand we can raise, too.
Yeah, but the Australians haven't, the government there isn't involved, so this is private. So it's good.
Yeah.
I see it as a positive. That's good. Good for them. Yeah. Congratulations. Yep. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Get your free pound of coffee at DougSteffen.com. I was just looking at this story about the tourists tiptoeing across the transparent bridge in China that I just talked about. And right next to that is the big orange box. And it says on it, get your free pound of coffee. And it has the BuzzBox logo. Jennifer loves this stuff. Michael, how are we doing on BuzzBox coffee there? What's going on with the BuzzBox?
We ran out.
No!
It goes
again?
Fast.
Huh? Well, didn't I put you in touch directly? You guys can do your own thing. You don't have to have me do it. Just say Radio America is out of BuzzBox coffee, and they'll take care of it from there, as they have taken care of hundreds of people who have subscribed. That's really what they call it. When you go to the orange box, or you can call the number for BuzzBox and sign up for your free pound of coffee, 866-456-7805. People love the coffee. I'm just looking at some of the comments from the folks that I got this past month. People calling the company directly, which is kind of cool. The fact is that I would like to have every coffee drinker. I'm not trying to convert you to drinking coffee. That was what Monday was all about, National Coffee Day. I don't want to do that. But I do want you, if you're a coffee drinker, to consider BuzzBox Coffee. It's a vehicle for you to deliver to your nose and to your taste buds in your mouth something extraordinary. Extraordinary. The BuzzBox coffee program begins by your calling 866-456-7805. Choose regular or decaf for your free pound of coffee. You can choose whether you want any kind of roast type that you want. You want the whole bean, they'll grind it up for you if you'd like. Once they get the bag to you and you open up your mailbox and you smell this, you're going to get into a program. This is not unlike Amazon. Amazon, you know, you sign up for stuff at Amazon, they ship it to you. That's what this is about. If you would like to have that after you've engaged your nose, your nostrils, the senses in your head, your taste buds, after you've engaged them in BuzzBox coffee, then perhaps you'd like to sign up and keep it going and help nonprofit organizations like My Farm help people in need who need animals to raise and deliver milk, all of that stuff. I'm giving in that department, and so you're helping me do that as well. But that's not the important reason. The important reason is to have a good cup of coffee. Call 866-456-7805. Just smile. This is free. You pay a little shipping and handling, I think, for it. That's it. 866-456-7805. Or just look for the orange box, the buzz box, at DougStefan.com.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouth problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to move for those to death.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Doug Stefan's Good Day program. Jen is not here. Kenny is, and I am, and the story of Michael Phelps continues to unfold. You heard the story of the Olympian stopped by police in Baltimore over the weekend. His eyes were red and bloodshot. His speech was slurred. So he was arrested in a DUI case, which Wendy Williams talked more about yesterday on her program.
Michael Phelps getting busted for DUI yesterday in Maryland. Do you know that he's the most decorated Olympian ever? He's only 29 years old, and he was pulled over in his home state of Maryland for going 84 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. And it was, like, just before 2 a.m. He was coming from the casino. And, you know, when you go to a casino, you know, as you spend your money, they're plying you with liquor, so you spend more money. The thing is that between his endorsements and being so decorated, why didn't he just call an Uber? So he failed the field sobriety test. He was twice the legal limit, which is a lot because he's a big, you know, strapping man. So that's a lot of liquor for him. Anyway, this is his second DUI. He got his first one when he was 19 years old, back in 2004. And apparently it's not yet expunged from his record. And so they say that he might be facing a little jail time. But here's the thing, and I'm not making excuses because millions of people are affected by DUIs all the time. But I do have to say, you know, with these athletes, whether it's the Williams sisters or Tiger Woods or Michael Phelps, their young lives aren't spent like us. Like, when you were 18, you know what you were doing. I know what I was doing. But you know what he was doing? Swimming. Swimming and eating protein and steel-cut oatmeal and stuff that's good for you. You know, we're binging on Cheetos and smoking pot and underage drinking and having fun. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm not making an excuse, but I am seeing where, you know, between him being caught on film in 2009 smoking from a bong and, you know, having fun at the casino, like, he missed all that stuff that we were doing. By the time we were 29, we had a lot of that stuff out of our systems. Not making an excuse, just saying. And then Ryan Lochte, he's piping up, calling Michael Phelps just plain dumb for not getting a driver. Anyway, get it together, Michael Phelps.
I think maybe there's something to that. That is just dumb.
Yeah,
it is. I think she's right. It's dumb. Especially, I thought it was cute that she mentioned Uber, which is that's an outfit that's rampaging. It's privately held, rampaging across our country and across Europe. and across the world because they have such a great idea and they do such a great job executing what their service is all about. The right price, the whole thing is great. Anyway, Wendy and Michael Phelps get sad and silly, maybe kind of stupid. You didn't know any better. All right, so that's a comment or two or three or four is what you've expected here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. Tech Talk time on Good Day, starting with Ellen and her take on the iPhone bending.
I know people are going to keep sitting on their phones and they're going to keep bending. So what I've done is I'm going to start selling these. They're bent iPhone case holders. You show me a problem, I'll show you a solution. It's the Ellen promise. Also, these retail for $199.99.
One of the nation's finest entrepreneurs. Doesn't she have a couple of businesses on her own? Didn't we talk about one yesterday, it seems to me? Did I remember it was on the air or off
She's
the air.
Tied into some kind of dog food.
Warren yeah, that's it. Yes, Warren was talking about dog food that Ellen owns. Yes, that was it. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the Technology Ranch, you're wondering where Shelley Palmer is. Well, stand by. Calm down. Don't get excited. Shelley's here to talk with you about how to disable some of the features on the new iPhone that you don't want to use.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, now that iOS 8 has been out for a while, you've had plenty of time to find new features that you like, but probably also some features that you hate. Don't worry, though. A bunch of new features Apple added can easily be disabled. Hate seeing those contact bubbles when you swap between apps? Head into Settings, then Mail, Contacts, and Calendar to change the Show in-App Switcher option to off, or to only show the contacts listed in your phone's Favorites menu. Similarly, you can turn off the enhanced searches in Spotlight. Don't like that your phone shows results from iTunes, the App Store, and nearby locations? Under the General section of the Settings app, tap on Spotlight Search and disable the options you don't want. If you don't want predictive text showing up above your keyboard, stay in that General section of Settings, then tap Keyboards. Here you can disable predictive text and a few other features, and also quickly delete any third-party keyboards you no longer want on your phone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we've got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one, right?
Forget the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and Ben Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. Or at least I do.
Well, luckily, you can do that tonight on NBC.
That's a pretty good Facebook story, Kenny, which we have at today's show, DougStephan.com. This is something from a guy, 25 studio albums, got a couple of new albums out right now, but he decided to go online and take questions from his fans. He hasn't used that platform for a while. The official joining by him of Facebook, I think he's been there once before. Anyway, so he celebrated his entry to the Facebook reality with a three-hour Q&A session. It was 3 hours long. He waited 3 hours after it started to answer one question, and then he left. So he got 4,000 questions. He replied to one. I'm guessing that he didn't go in there even. Greetings, my dear brother, he wrote. Please address the importance of all music being...
Yeah, that was the question.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah, and then what was his answer? He said the gold standard was his latest album. Is that right?
No, it's a question about converting music to a certain frequency.
Oh, frequency. And then he agreed with him, I think, didn't he? Prince agreed with the guy? This is the right thing to do.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.